News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition to change the name of St. Louis. Activists have concerns about the treatment of Jewish and Muslim people by the city's namesake, 13th century French King Louis IX. The petition also calls for a statue of the king to be removed from Forest Park. The governor has told President Trump that that's not going to happen. Missouri has given about $4.5 million in federal funds to local election authorities. During a visit with reporters this week in Jefferson City, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he wants them to use some of the funds to boost poll worker pay.
It's a good opportunity for us to be able to put more money into paying poll workers, to get more poll workers, and also help out some people that might be in financial straits, to make sure that we have enough poll workers and we have enough polling locations.
Ashcroft anticipates the state will have about as many polling sites as it usually does during a primary election. Missouri's primary is August the 4th. The Democratic Party's new acting chair is focusing on the August Medicaid expansion ballot measure and the November elections. Former Velda Village Hills State Representative Clem Smith says access to health care is critical. He's pushing for Amendment 2, which will be on your August 4th ballot.
We believe the state has an appetite for it. I think the governor saw that, too. We saw some jacking of dates for that ballot initiative being moved to August.
Medicaid expansion supporters say it will create more than 16,000 new jobs annually during its first 5 years. A congressman who represents 36 counties across northern Missouri says there is a lot of frustration from residents in his district because COVID-19 has changed their lives. Tarkio Congressman Sam Graves' district includes Bethany, St. Joseph, and Monroe City.
I do hear a lot of folks though wanting the economy open back up. A lot of small businesses, you know, that are literally, you know, just being bled dry because they don't have any income, any revenue.
Graves says reopening our country is the only sustainable path forward. Missourians have 1 week left to file and pay for their 2019 state income taxes.
The Missouri Department of Revenue extended the original April 15th tax deadline to July 15th to provide special tax filing and payment relief during the spread of the coronavirus. To date, the agency has received and processed about 2.7 million individual income tax returns and issued over 1.5 million refunds. A state press release says that's about 94% of the total number of refunds issued in 2019. Elisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
And the White House has announced a federal program to help stop the surge of violence in Kansas City, Missouri. The city has recorded 100 homicides so far in 2020, which is a 40% increase over last year. Attorney General William Barr has directed agents from the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to be on the ground in Kansas City in the next 10 days to help local and state authorities. This is news on MissouriNet.